a jazz musician should listen to other jazz musicians, but what else should a jazz musician do if they really want to?
Oh, read a book. Go to a museum. Learn a language. Visit other cultures. Understand how other societies work. Don't be so myopic about your musical tastes. Listen to music that you don't even like, that you don't like something. Listen to it and find out why you don't like it. You might end up liking it, you know. Mm-hmm. Stretch your ears. don't get in that comfort zone. A lot of musicians are lazy, you know, they get into a bag. Some musicians say, oh, I don't want to read, you know. It'll spoil my art form, you know. It'll also cut you off from the rest of what music has been written. You'll never be able to learn it because, you know, you can't just all of a sudden play Beethoven's Ninth by ear, you know, but it's nice to look at the score and listen to it and you know, be a musician. Benny Carter taught me that stuff. You know, Dizzy. There's this false belief that the noble savage, you know, that they don't know anything, they just do it by ear. That's pure jazz. Benny Carter went to Wilberforce Academy. Dizzy Gillespie studied music all his life. I mean, noble savage, I don't think so.